Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wassalam wa rasulullah. You listen to Islam Tomorrow. And this is Yusuf S., National Muslim Chaplain. We're talking today on the subject of the translation of the meaning of the Quran. And I'd like to give an example about something that's very serious and why Muslims do not consider translations to really be the Quran. Quran means, I'm going to say this as I've said it so many times, Quran means recitation. It does not mean book. The word for book in Arabic is kitab, not Quran. When you want to hold a book in your hand, you've got a kitab in your hand. If you have the Quran written down on paper in your hand, this is called suhuf, scripture. Or if you have the whole thing, mushaf. This is what it's called, mushaf. And when it's translation, it's not even that anymore. It's not even mushaf. So please, when you say somebody is reading Quran, you mean they're reciting it. And when you hear Quran, that's the real Quran. Balladina kafaru. Okay, that is Arabic. That's from the Quran. That's recitation of Quran. Ya yuladina amanu. That's from the Quran. This is Quran. You're hearing it. But if I said it means, O you who believe, then what I just said is not Quran. You have to know that that's my understanding of what it says. But it doesn't mean that's what it says. Let me give you an example of this. Right now, we're talking about a very important subject, because when we as Muslims speak to those who are not Muslim, in particular, I'm talking about the Christians, we do not have the right to say the Quran said something it doesn't say, and regardless of how many translators have used the words. Let's go now specifically to Surah chapter 4, Surah An-Nisa, the women, and ayah number 157, verse number 157, and it's talking about the Jews and their disbelief against Jesus. They didn't want to believe in Jesus' message. They didn't want to believe as him as the Messiah. They still don't today. And so Allah is speaking about that. Now, in order to get that in context, you have to go back a few verses to 155, talking about the Jewish, because of their breaking of the covenant and their rejecting the proofs of Allah and of their killing prophets unjustly and of their saying our hearts are wrapped, meaning that their hearts are covered. And Allah says, no, Allah put the seal upon your hearts because of your disbelief. So they don't believe but just a little bit. And because of their disbelief and their utterings against Mary, alayhi salam, peace be upon her, a grave false charge. They were saying that she committed illegal sexual intercourse in order to become pregnant with Jesus, whereas we know it was a miracle, it was the Immaculate Conception. But now we come to verse 157, and this is the point of what we're trying to say about mistranslation. What it says in Arabic, I'm going to go really slow, and if you have that Quran downloaded from our website, you can go there now, read it for yourself, chapter 4, verse 157. You can even get the English transliteration by clicking on the appropriate icon, which will let you change it. Now, the icon you want to click on is the one right over by the help icon. The last one on the right is got a blue book with a, or a purple book with a question mark. That's help. Well, right before that is another icon. Looks like pages on there. What you do here is switch between the transliteration and the English or the Arabic. So you can do that right now. Click on that so that you can go follow along with me what I'm going to read to you. And you can use English letters to help you understand what's being said and what I'm talking about right now. Okay? And it says, وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّ قَاتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا سَلَبُوهُ ولكن شبه لهم. Okay? What the translation here says, and I'm going to read you from the one from Muhsin Khan and Muhammad El Ali, one of the very finest, very lauded and appraised by everybody as a good translation. It says, and because of their saying, again talking about the Jews, we killed the Messiah, Jesus, the son of Mary, the messenger of Allah, alayhi salam, but they did not kill him, nor did they crucify him, but the resemblance of Jesus was put over another man, and they killed that man. That's what it says. Did it say that in Arabic? Let's find out. I'm going to now read to you from another translation called Sahih International. Their translation of the Quran. And by the way, it also is like reported to be like the best of the best of the best translations. It says, and for their saying, indeed, we have killed the Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, the messenger of Allah. They did not kill him, but, nor did they crucify him, but another was made to resemble him to them. Let's go to an old translation. Let's go to the translation of Yusuf Ali. Look in there for yourself. And it says in that one, this again, it's on this chapter 4, verse 157. It says that they, again the Jews, said in boast, we killed Christ Jesus, son of Mary, messenger of Allah, but they killed him not, nor crucified him, but so it was made to appear to them, and those who differ therein are full of doubt. And again, I want to mention that this is not right, because the real translation of it says something quite different. Now I'd like to read to you from the translation, again this is a translation by Dar Salam, from the tafsir of Ibn Kathir. It's not the entire tafsir or explanation of Quran, but it is the abridged version. This is volume 3. And we're on page 27. I'm going to read to you the English, and it says, and they're quoting now from the ayah in Surah Al Imran, which is chapter 3. And it's the verse there talking about Jesus. And it said, and remember when Allah said, O Isa, I will take you and raise you to myself. Now, according to the tafsir, it says, and when Jesus ascended, those who were in the house came out. When those surrounding the house saw the man who looked like Isa, or Jesus, they thought he was Jesus. So they took him at night, crucified him, placed a crown of thorns on his head, and the Jews then boasted that they had killed Jesus, and some Christians accepted their false claim due to their ignorance and lack of reason. As for those who were in the house with Jesus, they witnessed his ascension to heaven, while the rest thought that the Jews killed Jesus by crucifixion. They even said that Miriam sat under the corpse of the crucified man and cried, and they say that the dead man spoke to her. All this was a test from Allah for his servants out of his wisdom. Allah explained this matter in the glorious Quran, which he sent to his honorable messenger, Muhammad s.a.w., whom he supported with miracles and clear, unequivocal evidence. Allah is the most truthful, and he is the Lord of the worlds, who knows the secrets, what the hearts conceal, the hidden matters in heaven and earth, what has occurred, what will occur, and what would occur if it was decreed. And he said about that, and we're going to go now to verse 157 in Surah An-Nisa. وَمَا قَتَلُهُ وَمَا صَلَبُهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَا لَهُمْ
but they killed him not, nor did they crucify him. But this is what they thought. This is what appeared to them in their thoughts. Referring to the person whom the Jews thought was Jesus, this is why Allah says afterwards, same surah, same verse continuing, وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَقْتَلَفُوا بِفِيهِ لَفِي شَكٍ مِّنْهُ مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِلَّا اتِّبَاعَ الظَّنِّ. And those who differ therein are full of doubts. They have no ilm, knowledge. They follow nothing but conjecture. And this is referring to those Jews who claim to have killed Jesus and the ignorant Christians who believe them. Indeed, they are all in confusion, misguidance, and bewilderment. And that's why Allah says, وَمَا قَتُلُهُ يَقِينَ. And that means they did not kill him, and this is for sure. Meaning that they are not sure that Jesus was the one who was killed, rather they're in doubt and confusion over this matter. بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّيْهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا. But Allah raised him up to himself, and Allah is ever all-powerful. Meaning he is almighty, he is never weak, nor will those who seek refuge in him ever be subjected to disgrace. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. You've been listening to Islam Tomorrow, and we hope, inshallah, this will help all of us to better understand more about the translations and the problems that we have with that. May Allah guide all of us and not misguide us, and make the Quran as a source of hidayah, or guidance, not only for us, but all the people everywhere. Ameen. For a copy of the Quran for your computer, please go to our website at islamtomorrow.com/free, F-R-E-E, and ask Allah to guide you and all those who use our website, and Allah accept from us. Ameen. Stay tuned for more coming up right here on IslamTomorrow.com.